Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton will have a town hall with voters tonight with just 6 days to go until the New Hampshire primary. This morning, Sanders was on MSNBC's Morning Joe touting his plan for college affordability.
What I believe is that government does have an intrinsically important role to play to make sure that all of our kids, regardless of the income of their families, get the education they need. And that's why I believe that public colleges and universities should be tuition-free.
Sanders got the votes of 84% of people under 30 in the Iowa Democratic caucus, but it is that message that some people are saying is driving that, or is it something more? We'll hear from some young Sanders supporters in a minute, but first to Michael McDonald, an associate professor of political science at the University of Florida. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we should point out that Bernie Sanders is 74 years old. He is the oldest among the top candidates on either side. He would be the oldest person elected president. How is it that he has become so popular among young people?
Well, Bernie Sanders really attracts a certain type of voter within the Democratic primary, and those are the purists, the people who really are idealists, who believe in the issues very deeply. And it's not surprising that younger people have more of this pure idea of how politics should actually work.
Is it also because he is talking about things like student debt, not just occasionally, but all the time?
Yes, absolutely. Voters will participate if they believe that the candidates are speaking to them. But there's a chicken and egg problem here, in that the candidates look at the voters and they want to speak to the voters. And if they look at the electorate and they make a judgment that certain segments of the population aren't going to show up to vote, they won't highlight those issues for those voters.
When was the first time you voted in a presidential election? Do you remember how old you were?
I guess that would have had to have been the 1988 election.
Hmm. And you were how old?
Oh, I would have been about 20 years old at the time.
Okay. So that was the first presidential election you could have voted in anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm unusual because I come from a political family. So, you know, I'm not your average young person.
Uh-huh.
And there's actually something very important to say about that as well, that not all young people are equal either. When we look at these low turnout rates among youth, where we observe the lowest turnout rates are among people who are not going to college. College students, I'd like to say, when I talk to my students as well, they are in a target-rich environment for campaigns. They're clustered into a campus. There are student organizations that are present on the campus that can help campaigns reach out and mobilize the students that are on the campus. But when you get out and beyond the campus and you get to young people who are working multiple jobs and trying to scrape just to get by, that's where we see the real drop-off in youth turnout. Young people who are in college, they have turnout rates that look like 30 to 40-year-olds. People who aren't in college, boy, their turnout rates are very, very low. In a general election, it might be as low as, say, 20 to 25%.
That's Michael McDonald, an associate professor of political science at the University of Florida. Professor, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And now to two students feeling the burn, Evan Arnold, a senior at Purdue University in Indiana, and Amanda Studer, who's also a senior there. She is a biology major. He's double majoring in computer science and electrical engineering technology. They're part of the group Boilers for Bernie. Amanda, let me start with you. What has Bernie Sanders been saying that appeals to you?
Oh, all sorts of things. So my main interest is in environmental issues. And he really spoke to me when it came to climate change and how we addressed getting rid of big oil. So that was the big thing. And then mostly just his talk on money and getting us back on track without big corporations heading that up.
And Evan, what about you? What was it that attracted you to Bernie Sanders?
For me, the most important thing that he's been talking about really is getting the big money out of politics and how companies can influence campaigns. Because in my industry, the tech industry, net neutrality is a really big issue. And the only people really making an issue are those being paid by the big cable companies and corporate lobbyists. So here we have one guy coming out of nowhere saying, hey, why are these companies making all the decisions when it's screwing over the American people? And that's not good. That's not the way democracy should be. That's not the way politics should be.
And Evan, what exactly are you doing to try to get Bernie Sanders elected?
One of the things we do is we've gone out and we've petitioned to get him on the ballot. We have gone canvassing, talking to people door to door. Lots of outreach here on campus. We tried running events to get people to come together and chalk the sidewalks to raise awareness. That was the biggest part earlier on, was raising awareness, because he really wasn't talked about much in the media. So a lot of it was mouth to mouth and also online. Part of the reason I think the younger generation is really, really involved with him or really excited about him is because we all are much more integrated with the internet, and that's where he's been talked about the most, I think. Mm. The older generation doesn't hear about him on the mainstream media as much, or at least that's the way it was at the beginning. Now he's getting quite a bit more coverage now that the battle is a little bit more balanced or even on either side, I guess. But the first couple months of the campaign, no one was really talking about him at all.
But he was getting a lot of attention on social media and on the internet.
Exactly.
Amanda, what about you? What are you doing to try to get Bernie Sanders elected?
Yeah, so I've done a couple of different things. I noticed on Facebook that there wasn't a Purdue Bernie group at all, so I started one. I also met up with a campaign organizer group that were on their way from California to Vermont. We met up with them and got some information about phone banking. Right now, it's just kind of getting that phone banking strategy out there, making sure that people who aren't sure who they're going to vote for, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, making sure that they, you know, feel the burn also.
Well, let me ask you about that, because what if Hillary Clinton does get the nomination? Will each of you support her or not?
That actually is a good question, because for the longest time I told myself, yeah, I'll just support Hillary. But seeing the way she's been running her campaign and attacking Bernie on these things where they really shouldn't be issues, or like she's flip-flopping on things and saying things that contradict with what she said just a couple of months ago, I don't know if she's the kind of person I would want to vote for. Because for the longest time, the elections that we've seen, or at least people my age, have always been the lesser of two evils. And Bernie is, for the first time, someone who's not an evil. So if it wasn't Bernie and it was, say, Hillary versus Trump or Marco Rubio or whoever, it would again be back to the lesser of two evils. So I guess maybe Hillary would be the one to vote for, but I just don't know. I haven't thought about it. I don't want to even entertain that reality yet. So we'll just kind of see what happens.
I actually disagree a little bit with Evan in terms of mm-hmm. whether or not I would vote for Hillary if she came in office. I would.
You would
vote
for her.
I would vote for her. Yeah, I think she's a strong woman, and we don't have a lot of those in the political realm. And to have a strong woman as a president, I think, would go miles in an international front. But she does have a couple of flaws. Like you were saying, big banks are they're huge contributors to Hillary. So that's one flaw in my eyes. And then another one is I'm worried about a not-so-productive Congress again. I think that having Hillary in office would lead to another unproductive, if it is a Republican Congress. Another unproductive Congress.
What do you think of people who compare Bernie Sanders to Donald Trump? That basically these are two people on the far ends of the political spectrum, opposite ends, but the far ends.
See, I think they're alike in some of the good ways, where they speak what's on their mind. They say what the people are thinking, whether it's good or bad. And yeah, they're political outsiders trying to overthrow the establishment, I guess. They're both trying to call for revolution. But I think Bernie's doing it in a much more moral way than Donald Trump is.
Amanda?
I would say a lot of what Evan says. I don't think that Bernie Sanders is a political outsider. He's been in politics for 40 years and
That's
been
true.
Really involved. But he definitely is more attractive to the people who have been disenfranchised. But to compare Bernie and Trump, I think the only way that they're comparable is the fact that they're getting people who wouldn't normally vote to vote.
Well, that's where I want to go next, because this is the knock on young people every election cycle, is they get excited mm-hmm. about a certain candidate, but they don't actually turn out to vote in big enough numbers to make the difference. And you can ask anybody from 2004 who was in favor of Howard Dean. He was getting all the attention leading up to the Iowa caucuses, and then it didn't work out for him. And his support was built largely on the strength of the youth vote. So how likely are both of you and the people that you know that are young that are supporting Sanders to actually go out and vote?
I know that myself, I'm incredibly likely to go out and vote. In terms of my peers, I think that if voting is made easy, it will be done. And I don't mean to say that my generation is lazy, but I mean to say that if it's something that they could do online or on their way to class.
But if they have to go and sit in a caucus for hours,
they're not going to do that. Uh-huh. No.
And what do you think of it? Yeah.
I am a little more optimistic because I think with the internet, the passage of information is much easier, and a lot of people are more interested in this. I know a lot of young people who are very interested in Bernie Sanders, and everyone I've talked to has said, "Yeah, I'm going to vote," or they're planning on it, which is great. And I mean, it's sad that America has one of the lowest voter turnouts in the civilized world when, like, we're America, you know? So I kind of agree with what Bernie says, like, go out and vote. Whether it's for me or not for me, go out and vote. It's kind of your civic duty to take part in politics. That's just what you do as an American citizen. It's what you should do.
That's Evan Arnold and Amanda Studer, two students who are at Purdue University and campaigning for Bernie Sanders. They're part of the group Boilers for Bernie. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So are you a young voter, and who are you supporting? Let us know at our website, hereandnow.org.